This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and as part of our VI cricket season preview, we thought we'd catch up with some cricket clubs, talk about their last season and talk about hopes for the next season. Joining me now are player Andy Law and Metro CEO and voluntary sport lead for cricket, Rory Field, who was also a VI Cricket World Cup winner for South Africa. Rory and Andy, welcome to Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Good to have you both. So, Rory, let's start with you. Give us a little snapshot of what last season was like for Metro Cricket.
Well, we had a very successful season, to be honest. For whatever reason, it's a going joke that when it comes to cup and knockout draws, that Metro and somebody else, who are another very strong team, will draw each other in the first round, which happens invariably. This year, last year, we did lose in the cup early on, but we went on and we won the league, which we were very happy about. Metro have two teams. We also then have the Metro Devils. Devils being a play on words for development. There are rules enforcing sort of the fact that it is a development league, but we take that a little bit further in terms of the restrictions that we place on ourselves. We might even sometimes take 15 players to a game just to give them a little bit more exposure. Obviously, not everybody's going to bat or something like that, and we'd always do it with the permission of the other captain. Ultimately, we won the Spirit of Cricket Award. Having won that award with the development team and then winning the league with the Metro team is a very successful season for us.
Andy, let's come to you and kind of give us a brief kind of overview of what last season was for you like as a player.
Quite decent with the bat, quite a lot of practice. We switched where we practiced to better facilities, and that helped me and others no end. Also, Rory's mentioned how we have two teams and some of us can switch between both levels, the sort of senior team and the development team, and provided that we don't play too strong a role for the development team and make it unfair. But that actually allowed me to practice some things and make them a bit better. So last year was a good one for me, because although I've been playing the game for a long time, and I've sort of like Rory played some international VI cricket as well, you still do reach points where obviously you find something needs a bit of work, and obviously you're practicing and playing around work and any other pastimes you might have. So it's just good to see some of our practice and sort of collaborative coaching delivering for me. I'm not very good at remembering scores and things like that, but the sort of general feeling in abstract last year was that, you know, I got a bit more control, got a bit more bat on ball. So it was a good one. It was a good one for us, a good one for me.
Let's now focus on the upcoming cricket season. Rory, let's talk about what are the hopes for both Metro teams following last season's progression. What would you say both clubs are hoping to achieve this season?
Metro, call it the first team, I suppose. We play in the National League. It's a very, very competitive league. We won the league last time. We will hope to win the league again this time. We definitely want to be competitive. We want to be competitive in every match that we play. That will take us through to every competition. We do have a very tough draw again in the cup. But, you know, if you knock a very strong team out early on, then, you know, and face them later. So it might not be the worst. In terms of the Devils, they are coming along so nicely. The team is developing, but also the players. So the players are, there are some that have been playing for quite some time, and then there are some that have only been playing for 1 or 2 years. And they are really starting to play nicely now. So it would be very nice to see them kick on a little bit. Whilst I absolutely love that we won the Spirit of Cricket last year, I would love that we do that again. Perhaps just balance that with what we do in terms of competitiveness and taking part and developing. So I think we're looking forward to the season and to do well again.
Rory, who would you say are your biggest title rivals this season?
Probably Sussex. I think in terms of the league, we won it last year. They came second. The previous year, I think they won it. So they are probably our strongest rivals.
Andy, let's talk about your aspirations for the season. You know, what are your personal kind of goals or aspirations you have for the season ahead?
I want to see practice turn into better performances this year. Obviously, want to play as much as I can. I've done a bit more running over the last year or so away from cricket, and I think there's a lot that we can gain. Rory and I have talked about this before, where the totally blind fielders that are near the bat, they can do more to be a bit more mobile and cut off shots that the batsman might want to take. They can move around a little bit more. They can interact. They can talk to one another and just make things just that little bit more difficult for the batsman within the spirit of the game, obviously. And when we come up against the likes of Sussex, who are very strong, you know, every little bit counts. It's like any sport. So I'd like to see practice, general fitness improvements I might have made. I want to see that translating into better performances. And obviously I'll always be looking at the average and looking at the totals I'm able to get. But, you know, our team is as competitive as our league, so I'm not going to be taking anything for granted.
Well, we wish you all the best of luck for both Metro teams, the first Metro team, and of course the Metro Devils. Rory Field, Metro CEO and voluntary sport lead for cricket, and Andy Law, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Best of luck.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Cheers.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.